So I have two helpers. Do you know what Jesus' helpers were called when they were on the earth? Disciples. So I have two disciples. My first disciple is Matthew. Where's Matthew? Here he is. You know, Matthew, that's his real name, is Matthew. And that's also what we're going to call him today. So this is Matthew, my disciple. And another disciple we have is Jaden. Is that one of Jesus' disciples' names? Jaden? No, it wasn't. So we're going to call him John. So this is John. Thank you, John. And you know, I am almost 31 years old. Does anybody here know how old Jesus was when he died on the cross? 33. So this is about how old Jesus was when this story happened. Matthew, how old are you? 25. So that could have been how old Matthew was. These were young men. Jaden is about 18, right? Close. Okay, so we have a great story for you children. I hope you enjoy it. So Jesus and his disciples were working very hard, telling people about what God wanted them to do. They were healing people, and they got really tired. So one day, Jesus and his disciples said, you know, we need to take some time away from the crowds. So they got in a boat, and they traveled to a deserted part of the country where nobody lived. We can rest for a while. John, Matthew, let's just rest here on this mountain. It says they sat down. Jesus and his disciples, it was so nice to just take some time to rest. And it says Jesus looked up and he saw 5,000 people coming. 5,000 people were coming. So he turned to one of his disciples. He said, how are we going to feed all these people? There's no restaurants around here. How are we going to feed them, Matthew?
It would take a year's wage to feed all these people.
A year's wage. What are we going to do?
This little boy gave us some of his lunch.
Not very much. A little boy gave us a lunch. Okay, what's in it?
Just 5 loaves and 2 fish.
5 loaves and 2 fish. Will that feed 5,000 people?
Don't think so.
What do you children think? We have 5 loaves and 2 Swedish fish. Do you think if we pass it around, you can all get a bite? Someone better not be greedy and take a big bite. So, does anybody know what Jesus did? He thanked God for the food that he had. He said, Father, thank you that we have 5 loaves, 2 fish. And when he prayed and he thanked God, a miracle happened. And I couldn't make fish and bread fall from the sky. So, here, when he prayed, he said, John, look, we have bread. God provided bread and fish. So pass it out to all the people that are hungry. Yeah. So take a loaf of bread, take a couple fish, take more than one fish because they're not very big. Look at all these hungry people God is feeding. And disciples, make sure everybody's full. We don't want anybody to leave hungry. God has plenty of food for all of us. You know, what is the favorite thing you guys get to pack in your lunches? Does anybody have something like your favorite food?
Oranges.
Oranges.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Doritos.
Doritos. Anybody else?
Hamburgers.
Now, who all here has ever done a lunch exchange? You know what that means? You pack a lunch, and you put your favorite things in this lunch. And then you take it to your school or your picnic, and you give it to somebody, and they give you a lunch in return. That can be pretty risky. Because you packed all your favorite things, and what you get back might not be your favorite. Now, I work with this guy here, Jaden. Oh, you need more bread. Yes, the Lord has plenty of bread. Yes. Does God ever run out of food? No, he does not. I hope I don't. Matthew, we have more fish if the people are still hungry. Well, I was telling you, a lunch exchange. I work with this guy here, Jaden, sometimes. I would not want to exchange lunches with him. You know what this guy eats sometimes? Sardines. Who all has eaten a sardine? Yeah, I think I'll eat my sandwich. Well, this little boy, he had this lunch, and he gave it to Jesus. And he did not know. He did not know what he was going to get in return. But did he get something good in return? He did. When he gave his special lunch to Jesus, Jesus gave him something really good in return. Do we need more fish, Matthew? Yes, we have more fish. Is anybody still hungry? You're still hungry? Wow. What do you want, bread or fish?
Fish.
Matthew's bringing more fish. Both. Yep. So children, this is what I want you to remember about this story. Two things, okay? This is the first story we're told. Two things I want you to remember. One is God can provide everything that you need, even food. And he cares about people that are hungry. Does God care about people that are hungry? He does. Sometimes he feeds them in miraculous ways. Do we have fish, Matthew? Good. Plenty of fish. And the other thing I want you children to remember is this little boy that gave his lunch to Jesus, he got something really good in return. He got to see his lunch. What he packed was bread and fish, and all 5,000 people ate bread and fish that day. So if he would have had peanut butter and jelly in his lunch, everybody would have eaten peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So whatever this boy had packed in his lunch, everybody got to eat. And if you give something good to God, he will give you something even better. And you know something else? God is generous. Do you think Jesus was telling his disciples, hey, make sure people don't get too much because we don't want to run out of food? Nope. It says everybody ate, and when they were done, they passed these baskets around, said, get the leftovers. If someone's not eating their fish, put it back in the basket. They got 12 baskets full. So we know that God is very generous. He gives us even more than what we need. So how's the fish and bread? Is it hitting the spot? Good. Okay. Where's my disciples? One sitting down eating. You know what? The disciples got to eat too, right? They were hungry. They got to eat. Matthew, did you get some fish? You're good? More fish, anybody?
Yeah.
Pass it around again, Matthew. Okay, but soon we're going to need your hands free because we got something else you got to hold, okay? So free up those hands. Yes, we have more bread. Okay, just take one fish, guys. We're going to run out of fish. God does not run out of fish, but Arlen Hurst does. Okay, who knows what this symbol is?
Money.
Money. So what do you think this bag is full of?
Money.
But it's not real money. It's paper money. Look at this. There's a $50 bill. There's even bigger ones in here. There's $100. I saw a $100 bill in here. So, what normally happens when we pass the offering baskets? You put money in it, right? Don't take any out. That would be stealing. But this morning, we're going to pass the offering baskets, and I want you to take some money out and hold it, okay? So Matthew is going to pass the offering baskets. Take a couple bills. Do we have an empty bucket? And then Jaden's going to pass this bucket with rocks. How many of you guys like to collect rocks? I do. Did you ever find a clear rock that you can like see through if you hold it up to your eye? Those are the rocks I like. You found one? Well, these are called river rock. See, they're rounded. Yeah? they're rounded, so they're nice and smooth, so they won't hurt you. So disciple John here is going to pass some rocks around. Take some money and then just take one rock. So why don't we fill another basket? You can pass that so it don't get too heavy. Where's the fish bucket? Is it empty yet?
Almost.
All right. Thank you. Okay, pick a rock out. So everybody, when we're done with this, you need to have some money in one hand and a rock in the other hand. Rocks and money. There's no more food. Sorry, there's fellowship dinner coming up right after this. Yep. Okay, everybody about have one? Mm-hmm. Some money and a rock. All right, great. So we finished the story about Jesus feeding 5,000 people. Now we're going to tell a new story. This is also a story that Jesus told. How many of you have ever been exploring? Like maybe off your land. You go to someone else's property, you walk around. You've been it? I used to do it as a boy. We used to walk through the fields, look for treasures. Okay? Well, there was this man that was walking through the field. It wasn't his field. It was someone else's. He was walking through the field, and guess what he found? A treasure. A true treasure. So he was very excited to find this treasure, but there was one problem. It was not on his land. So he said, if I take this treasure, I would be stealing. And I don't have the money to buy the field that the treasure's on. So he said, I have to leave the treasure here. So he, wherever he found the treasure, he put it back where he found it, and he covered it back up so no one would see it. He went back to his house. He thought, what am I going to do? I want this treasure so bad. So he decided, you know what I'm going to do? If I would sell my farm, all my animals, my wagon, and my house, if I would sell it all, I would have enough money to buy the field. So that's what he decided to do. He sold his farm. Then he sold his animals. Last of all, he sold his house. And his neighbors were like, are you crazy? Where are you going to sleep? What are you doing selling all your stuff? And this man just kind of smiled and he said, well, that's what I decided to do. He didn't tell him. So once he had it all sold, he had a bag of money, which was full. This bag's empty because you're all holding the monies, but he had a bag of money. So he went to the man that owned the field where he had found this treasure, and he said, sir, I would like to buy your field. The man said, really? He said, yeah. And the man said, yes, I'll sell you the field when he saw the money. So he bought the field. After the field was his, he went out into the spot where he had found the treasure, and he dug it up, and the treasure was his. He didn't care about the field. He cared about the treasure. He took the treasure, and he said, now this treasure is mine forever, and I have it. He was very happy. So that's where Jesus ended the story. So today, my disciple John hid a treasure somewhere, and I need 3 volunteers to go look for it. Wow, we got lots of volunteers. John and Matthew, you're going to have to help me out. Pick a volunteer. John, why don't you go first? Pick a volunteer. When he picks you, come up here, okay? Braden, you've been called, son. Come up here. Matthew, you got someone? Noah. All right. Kyra, why don't you come up here? Yeah, bring your rock and money's fine. Okay, now these are very important instructions. The rest of you kids need to stay seated. We're all going to get to see this treasure. This treasure is hidden somewhere. I'm going to tell you where. What room? When you find it, bring it out here and set it on this table, but don't open it, okay? So when I tell you where it is, you can run there, okay? The treasure is hidden in the library. Yeah, thanks. Who do you think's going to find it? Noah. Ah, Brayden! Good job! All right, you can put it right up here. Who would like to see what's in here? We're going to very soon, but first I need your attention for a little bit longer. Good job, helpers. Good job, Brayden. Okay, why don't you guys sit down, okay? We're going to see what's in it very soon. Okay. Okay, children, now I need you to pay attention just a little bit. Who is the treasure Jesus was talking about? Or what is the treasure? Does anybody know? Bible. The Bible? You're the treasure? Yeah, we're treasured by God.
Eternal life?
Yes. Money is a treasure? It is a treasure.
Salvation?
Yes.
Gold?
Silver? I think the treasure Jesus was talking about was salvation, eternal life, and most of all, Jesus. Jesus is the treasure. That when we find Jesus, he's worth more than all the other stuff that we have. Okay, so look in your hand. What are you holding?
Money in a rock.
So first we're going to talk about the rock. Do you know that the Bible says that when we sin, it makes our heart hard like a rock? That's what the Bible says. The Bible says a heart that tells lies, is stubborn, maybe disrespectful, maybe cheating, things like that, becomes very hard like a rock. And the Bible says our hearts can become hard like rocks. Would anybody want to have a heart like this?
No.
Hard like a rock?
No.
So Jesus has a great offer for everybody. He said anybody that has a heart that's hard like a rock can bring that heart to God. And God will take that hard stone of her heart, that rock, he'll take it out. He'll put in you a soft heart, heart that wants to obey God. Listen to this verse here. This is a verse from the Bible. It says, I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. I will remove from your heart the heart of stone, that heart that does bad things and sins. He said, I'll take it out. I'll put in you a soft heart, heart that wants to obey God. Okay, so here you have this rock. This rock is representing a hard heart that's been doing bad things. And you know what? The Bible says we all have done bad things. Have you done bad things?
Yes.
You have. Yeah, it makes you feel really bad. Well, God says he can take that heart away from us. Okay, what's the other thing in your hand?
Money.
Money. What can you buy with money? If you had as much money as is in your hand, what would you buy? A house. You must have a lot of money in your hand.
I would buy a dirt bike.
A dirt bike.
I would buy a bike.
A bike?
A new dog.
A new dog.
I would buy a widescreen TV with an Xbox.
A puppy?
Toys.
Shotgun and a 22. A car that has a lot of horsepower. Okay, one more, Carter. What would you buy? You got a couple $100 bills there. You were very selective.
I got $200
Okay. So you can buy a lot of nice things with money. But remember this man Jesus talked about? He didn't care about money. All he wanted was the treasure. And that's what God's talking about. He says, all the money we can earn in this life is nothing compared to owning Jesus, the treasure. And then the other thing is this here rock we need to get rid of. You know, children, I had a heart that was like a rock. I would do bad things. And I had to pray to God and say, God, take the rock out. Give me a soft heart. And he did. You know, I'm a pretty nice guy today. I'm not very mean. Ask Jaden. Yeah, I work with him. Now, God could truly change you. He does. Okay? So here's what we're going to do. You have the rock and you have your paper money. If you want to keep it, you can. You can just take it home. But if you want something in the treasure box, you got to bring your rock and your paper money up here, throw it away, and then you can pick one thing out of the treasure box. But not right now. First, we're going to pray. Okay? So this is the choice God is giving us. God is saying, do you want to keep your rock? Do you want to keep your hard heart? You want to keep your money? Or do you want to get the treasure? Which is worth more to you?
Treasure.
The treasure is worth more. Especially more than just fake money and a little stone you can go out and pick up. So, children, please remember this. If you feel God talking to your heart about the rock, you should talk to your mom and dad about it. That would be good. So thank you all for your attention. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for the noon meal. So then after we pray, you're dismissed. And children, there's plenty of treasures in the box, I do believe, for all of us. And my disciples, John and Matthew, are going to help us figure out what you want. So we can't just rush the box, okay? We're going to have a little bit of order, okay? So, yeah. Let's all work together here, okay? Go in a line, especially starting at this end. That'd be great. Maybe we should do ladies before gentlemen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we should pray and ask the Lord for wisdom.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's all bow our heads and close our eyes. Lord, thank you for all the children here today. I pray, Lord, that you would speak to each one about the stony heart that you want to take out. And Lord, that your treasure is worth more than anything we can earn in this life. So I pray your blessing upon each child. I pray your blessing upon the noon meal. Pray that you could all enjoy fellowship together. Amen. So adults, you are dismissed. Children, that's not, okay, yeah. How are we going to do this? I'm going to turn this over to my disciples.